Tonight's shir, Simen Resh Vav, Sif Aleph through Dalet. Simen Resh Vav, Dinei Hefsik V'Ta'us B'Birchas HaPeres. The halachas of interruption or mistake when making a bracha on fruits. Sif Aleph. B'Birch HaPeres Ha'ilam B'Roi Pi Adama. If someone made a mistake and said a B'Roi Pi Adama on a tree fruit, Yotza, that works. Avlam B'Birch Al Pi Adama B'Roi Pi Eitz. But if someone by mistake said Borei Pi Eitz on a Priho Adama, lo yatsa, they will not work. You have to make another bracha. Hilchah, therefore, imhu mesupik b'fri, if he's not sure about a particular fruit, imhu Priho Eitz o Priho Adama, if it falls in the category of tree fruit or plant, mevorech Borei Pi Adama, he says Borei Pi Adama, because that way he's covered. Val hakoil im amr shahakol, yatsa. Now in anything, if he says shahakol, that would also work. Vafilu al pas v'yayin, even for bread, even for wine. Since the tree grows from the ground, for those shike bevirchaso, there's no sheker, there's no lie to say Borei Pi Adama on an apple or an orange or a peach. So therefore, the bracha works. Even if it did intentionally, the bracha is a bracha. The bracha works because it is ultimately a Pi Adama. Sifkan beis al Pi Adama v'chulu. But if he said on a Pi Adama Borei Pi Eitz, that's not going to work. Even when the fruits grow on a tree, but it's not a real tree. It's not a tree that will survive the winter. Lo yotza, then that bracha Borei Pi Eitz doesn't work. It is a Pi Adama. We learned this before in the Simen Resh Gimel in the Ramah. So to say Borei Pi Eitz on a plant, even if it's a tall plant that looks like a tree, does not work. And you have to make another bracha. So if Kohen Gimel lo yotz, he's not yotzim. Kasa magadavam writes, v'oysen peres hagadelim al ha'ilan, when a fruit grows on a tree, o'mavarach Borei Pi Adama, and he makes a Borei Pi Adama, mishalo nigma ha'pri, because the fruit is not yet fully ripened, o'she'enam ikra pi, or perhaps it's secondary to the fruit, because the el b'sim reish beis, sif beis, sif vav, we had this before in sim reish beis, in sif beis and sif vav. In Beirich Borei Pi Ha'eitz, if you say Borei Pi Ha'eitz in those cases, he is Yotza. Even though a plant that he makes a Borei Pi Ha'eitz doesn't work, you have to make another Borei Pi Adama. But if it's a tree product, and the reason we say Borei Pi Adama is because it's not yet mature, or because it's the peel or the leaf, and it's not the actual fruit, if you said Borei Pi Ha'eitz in those cases, the bracha works because it is from the tree, kiven al kalponim min pi yaitzu, because ultimately it does come from a tree. So then there's no sheker to say Borei Pi Eitz in those cases when the bracha should have been Borei Pi Adama. V'chein, similarly, al peiros ha'adama she'toymu v'sholam yosem michayin, you have the vegetables that are better when they're cooked than raw. She'dinan levar shahakol. The din is to say shahakol k'she'ochlon k'shem chayin. If you eat it raw, you say shahakol. In beirach, Borei Pi Adama, if you say Borei Pi Adama, Yotza, you would be Yotza because ultimately it is a Borei Pi Adama. Again, right now it's not in its best form, and right now it should be Shahakol. When you cook it, it'll be Adama. But if you said the Adama before you cooked it, it's not a Sheker, and therefore the Bracha would work.
How we hope?
If you said a Borei Pi Adama on a potato before you cooked it, you'd be Yotza. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Dalet, Imhu Pi Eitz V'Chulu. If you're not sure if it's Pi Eitz or Pi Adama, so then say Adama. V'chein k'shu safik lo mitzad hadin. Mr. Brewer says if it's a safik mitzad halacha, so whether he's not sure in the mitzias or not sure in the din, whether it's an Eitz or Adama, you have an Eitz to say Adama. Avon hu safik lo machmash lo lamad. But if he just has a doubt because he's ignorant and he never learned, lo yoicha, then don't eat it. Ad shiyom, until you learn. Sifkan hey im amr shahakol the mechaber, and if you say shahakol, it always works. If it calls it diyevit, now that's b'diyevit. Av lechatchila tzerich levarachal kol davar birchaso hamiyuchedes lo. Lechatchila, you make the proper bracha on each item. You just don't say shahakol for everything. Sifkan vav vafilu v'chulu, even on bread and wine, if you were to say shahakol, it works. What's the loyim mean to say? Av shem devarim chashuvim, even though bread and wine are chashuv and they have special brachas, lemais if you said shahakol, it works. Now the notes point out, what's the halacha if you said Borei Pi Adama on bread? So the Shai Tshuva and Simen Resh Zayin brings a machlokes ha'poskim, and the bottom line is, once it's a machlokes ha'poskim, we say Safek Brachos HaHakol. So if someone said a Borei Pi Adama on bread, since the wheat is initially a pre adama, so the halacha is it's going to be yitzah. So it comes out that there are several possibilities for bread if you make a mistake, and the same is true for wine. The simile machleikus if someone says bore pre adama on wine, if you'd be yitzah. To say on a grape, he said, "Bar piyadami would be yitza." So Lamaya says, "Safik brachos, safik machloikis." Whether or not yitza, the din sabas hakol, you're going to be yitza the bar piyadama on wine as well. Seif beis, hayu lefun of piyadama u pri ha'etz. You have a platter in front of you, and some of it's hadama, some of it's ha'etz. U bercha piyadama, he makes a bracha on the adama. V'neskaven lifters piyetz, and he has in mind this should go for everything, even the fruits. Yatsa, so he's going to be Yatsa, because since Priya Dhamma works for Priya Eitz, if you had in mind for everything, it works. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Kod Zayin, Hoye V'chulu, Davka D'yevit, this is not L'chadchila, this is a bit D'yevit. Av L'chadchila Kul Yama, L'chadchila, everyone agrees. Ein L'chavin L'hotis Priya Eitz, you shouldn't have in mind when you say Adama to take care of the Eitz, to Tov Yosel V'ach B'ach M'yichad Aslo, the proper thing is to say the Bar Priya Eitz on the fruits of the tree. In any way, there are opinions in Simon Eishad Aleph. Some say you should always make the Pre-Piyasa for the Pre-Adama. This is a machlokes later on in Eishad Aleph. Do we say that Pre-Eis, Pre-Adama are basically equal, make whichever one you want first, assuming there's no Zayin Minim, or is there a mila to say Ber Pi'etz? So we're saying anyway you should make a Ber Pi'etz first for those Shitas. So don't just make a Ber Pi'adama and have a mind for everything. Sivkan Ches, Lefanov, they're all in front of him. Naka Lefanov the Ravusa, this word Lefanov, in front of him, is a Chiddush. That Filu Hayu Lefanov Pio Eitz, Kishaberach, that even if there were tree fruits in front of him, when he said the Bracha, Lo Nifta Mimeil, it's not automatically patterned. Elam Kineskam Behegilif, he has to have intent explicit that this Bracha should go on it. Alba Emis, Hechid Ineskam Behegil Lepatru, Mahani, Filu Hayu Lefanov Pio Eitz, Kishaberach, but Lemaisa, if I did have kavana explicitly to patter the ha'etz, then even if it wasn't in front of me when I said the bracha, it works. So the chiddush of the fun of is that even though it's right in front of me when I said the bracha, if I didn't have explicitly in mind, it's not covered. People make this mistake. They think, I made a ber piyadama on a piece of melon. Oh, there was an apple next to it, so now I can't make the eitz on the apple. It's not true. You can. If I had explicitly in mind that it should cover it, that's a different story. But if I didn't have it in mind, the fact that it's in front of me doesn't automatically make it included in the bracha. And if I did have in mind, even if it's not right in front of me, the bracha works. Sifkan test, Priya Adam, Priya Eitz, you have in front of you Priya Adam, Priya Eitz. V'chein, similarly, Imhoi Lefanov, Davar Shebrachas Shehakol. V'davar Shebrachas Priya Adam. What if you have in front of you two things? One Shehakol, one Zadama. V'neskam B'Shehakol, Liftor Gam Menasheni. When he said the Shehakol, he had in mind, it should cover the other thing. Yatsa B'Dievet, B'Dievet will work. Sifkan Yud Yatsa. Now, if you look at Shai Tshuva, you'll see the Yishcholken Hazeh. There are those who argue the Mechaber. Usrilu, they hold Shafilu Neskaven Lifteras Pia Eitz Amunach Lefanov Lo Yatsa. That when he says the Bar Pia Dama, and he has in mind that it should cover the tree fruits that's sitting right there, they hold it doesn't work. Vitzarech Lachsa Leverach Bar Pia Eitz still make another Bar Pia Eitz. O Birchas Pia Dama Lo Hayis Avatala, because the Bracha Bar Pia Dama is not Levatala. The Neskaven Al Pia Dama Levad. It goes on the Pia Dama, it's in front of him. If you took in your hand a cherry and you said it, Bar Pi Adama, okay, you're Yetzer. But if they're in front of me, even if I had it in mind, these shitas hold, you're not Yetzer, it only goes for the Adamas. And you'll make her eights on the eights. Umikom Malko Masik, the B'dievid in Lachsel Rechna Lemaisa, Shai Tshuva says in the conclusion, B'dievid, you're not going to make another bracha, Kedas Rechnarach, like the Shechnarach. The Safi Bracha Zahakil, it's a machlekas. So even if you want to argue the Machaber, so now you have a machlekas. So Bracha Zahakil, you're not going to make another bracha on the Pia Eitz if I had in mind with the Pia Dhamma. What you really should do is change your mind. So lechol miyad ha-Pia Eitz. Don't eat the tree fruit right away. Elach is man. Rather eat it later. Then you make a bracha on it. So when do we say the Bar Pia Dhamma covers the Bar Pia Eitz in the Mechaber's case, they're all in front of you, had in mind, you're going to eat them right now. But if I don't eat it now and I eat it later, so then I'll make my own Bar Pia Eitz. He doesn't say. But this idea that you shouldn't be yoytze with the bracha when it's the wrong bracha, Rav Moshe writes this in a tshuva as well. That if a person made a bar pri adama on a cookie, whatever, and we'll say he's yoytze. So you take a little bit, go outside, nishanim mokom, lose the bracha, come back inside and make a mezenis. It helped for that bite, but why should it help for everything else I'm going to eat? So just go outside, You lost the bracha rishona, come back inside, make a mezonos, and the rest, and that's what you should do. So you find this idea that even though the bracha is effective and it works, we try not to rely on it if not necessary. If there's no bracha latolo, because I was yoitz with something else, and then make the right, correct bracha. Siv gimel. Kol elu ha-brachot sarich shlo yafzik ben bracha l'achila. All the brachas you make on food, you should never interrupt between the bracha and actually eating. There shouldn't even be a delay in time, not just talking, but there shouldn't be a delay in time more than kedei dibur. So it's very soon after the bracha that you begin to eat. And when you say a bracha, you should hear the bracha. If you don't hear the bracha, you are yotze. Ubavach yotze b'sfasa, provided you did say it with your lips. Your lips were moving. You weren't thinking the bracha. The brachas can be said in any language, as long as you understand the language. A man should not make a bracha without being dressed, unless he covers up his nakedness. What is this talking about? The ish referring to a man. But if a woman is sitting without any clothing and she's sitting on the ground, pressed into the ground, so by sitting like that, her erva is covered. Talked about Simon Ayin Dalet. So then she can make a bracha like that. Vafilum enu arom. Now there's a separate halacha we say by men, shalom by women, we say by men in general, that even if he's not undressed, im liba roa es ha'erva, if there's nothing separating the top of his body from the bottom, o shavosha magula, or he's not wearing anything on his head, or savach, he can't make a bracha then either. So there are a lot of requirements for a man to make a bracha. He has to wear a yarmulke, he has to have on a belt, and he has to be dressed. Mishnebura Sifka Yir Aleph. Bein bracha l'achil, there should be no interruption between bracha and eating. V'wadin birchas ha-mitzvah. This is also true by brachas on mitzvahs. Bein bracha l'mitzvah. When you say the bracha until you do the mitzvah, there shouldn't be any talking. Sifka Yir Beis Yoyos Michtei Dibur. Not even a silence. The time it takes to Dibur. Hayek Deshilas Talmud L'Rav. That's the time it takes for a Talmud to greet his Rebbe Shehu, saying three words: Shalom Alecha Rebbe. If it's more time than that, it's a hefsek. Umari b'shtika, that's if you're silent, that length is considered an interruption. Aval diba, but if someone actually speaks, afilu mila achas, even one word, havi hefsek, is a hefsek. Kol shahu shalot tzorach habracha, if it's not relevant to the bracha or the mitzvah, kamavar b'simen kuf samazayin, sif vav ayin shom like the performance simen kuf samazayin. So then the halacha is, if he says even one word, he has to make the bracha again. Mr. Burr continues, there's another difference between a silent interruption and a spoken interruption. If a person speaks and interrupts between the bracha and the mitzvah, the bracha and eating, it's ma'akev, it ruins it. So the bracha has to make another bracha. But a silent delay, that's the din l'chatchila. You should be no delay between the bracha and eating or the bracha and the mitzvah. Al b'di'evit, afilu shor harbei yoyos m'lidibur. B'di'evit, if there was a delay, even much more than yoyos m'lidibur. Ein tzorech l'achs l'varach, he doesn't make another bracha. Kosh l'esiech da'ito, b'intime, as long as there was no distraction. He wasn't, reconsidering in the meantime. Mishdibur continues, kos v'achorim, v'achorim right. Da'afilu b'nei ha'kavod v'hayiro asur l'hafzik achar bracha, even if it's a matter of giving honor or showing fear, it's forbidden to interrupt after saying a bracha. If he did interrupt, he makes the bracha again. Va'afilu l'anias amen. Even to answer the word amen. L'kaddish, or to answer to a kaddish. U'kadusha, u'barachu. Gam ken lo yafzik, he's not allowed to interrupt. Lo yivarech al maichel o mashkeshu hucham o kar b'yosef. One should not make a bracha on a food or drink that is too hot or too cold. Because you can't eat it or drink it right away, and you're going to delay between the bracha until it's able to be drank or to be eaten, whatever it is. So just wait till it cools down to make the bracha. If that person made a bracha, and then after he made the bracha, something happened, he doesn't want to eat it anymore, he still has to eat a little bit. So yeah, bracha latola, it shouldn't be a bracha latola. So once you made the bracha, you're kind of committed to take a little bit. If a person wants to drink water and he intends to pour off some of the water, you got to pour off first, then make the bracha. The tavayu is not because you have two problems. Mishum hafsik, number one, there's going to be a delay if you make the bracha first then pour off. And second of all, mishum bizui bracha, it's a bizui to the bracha. They make a bracha and then you pour off. Kain kosm shaychuva simenresh beis from achronim. Shaychuva writes this in simenresh beis. He's quoting achronim deli rabba. If you look inside deli rabba, he's talking about a case like this. It's brought down that if a person hears that someone lo aleinu passed away in the town, you should pour out from water that's open. There's a concept, if the water is in a cup or whatever, you pour it off because the Malach HaMavis is in the city and he could leave something in the water. You hear the Malach HaMavis, whatever, you hear a petirah, you pour from the water. So a person is about to take a drink and he hears about a petirah, pour off the water and then make the bracha rather than making the bracha and then pouring off the water. Because you make the bracha and then pour off the water, it's a bizayon for the bracha, and it's a hefsek. Kisha ochel egos. When a person eats a nut, yishabrena, first crack open the shell. V'achachach, then make the bracha. Dein kedar lahafsek harbi ben a bracha l'chil. You shouldn't delay between the bracha and eating. So if you have a bag of chips, you open the bag first. If you have a candy in a wrap, you open the wrapper. Anything wrapped up, you unwrap it first, and then make the bracha, because you don't want to delay between the bracha and the eating. V'onam, furthermore, in the case of the nut, maybe once you open up the shell, it won't look too nice. It won't be fit for bracha. So first make sure you open up the shell, see what's going on inside, then make the bracha. As far as other fruits are concerned, look back at Simon Reish Beis Shai Tshuva. The bracha should be said with his lips moving. If he just thought the bracha in his mind, lo yaz, he's not yetzim. Look back at Simon Kuf Behem Mishnebura. Simon Samach Beis Be'alocha. Softi of Maschi Yotz. We talked about Be'alocha Simon Samach Beis as well. Sifkan Yidal B'chol Oshan. Broch to be said in any language. Ayin Lel Kuf Behem Sif Al Mishnebura. We talked about Simon Kuf Behem. Sif Kon Dezvov Be'ish. A man cannot make a bracha undressed, even if he's sitting on the ground. Shehagid V'abeyim Bolton V'nirin V'lamahani V'lokisui. Since his aver and the testicles are sticking out, they're visible, it's not covered when he's sitting down, so he has to cover it, and if he doesn't cover it, he can't make a bracha.
Mm-hmm. Rabbi also mentioned a belt. What does he have to be wearing?
Elastic is fine too. Elastic is fine. Sifkan, Mishnah Berurah Sifkan design, Tuchos Bekarka, a woman, even though she's not dressed, if she's sitting pressed into the ground, that's okay. Perish. Devukos umachusos bekarka. She's attached and covered by the ground. V'tzerach lios mechusa kolkach, shlotenira agvo seha. Now the Mishnah begins by saying that she has to be so covered that you don't see the cheeks of her behind either. Ki agavos yeshva mishum erva, because the behind is also an erva. That's Beis Yosef. Magen Avraham marach b'zeh masik. However, Magen Avraham has a lengthy discussion. He concludes that agavos ein b'hem mishum erva. That the cheeks of the behind is not erva. And this seems to be the shita of the Vilna Goyin in Simon Ayin Dald as well. Take the strict view, like the Beis Yosef. One has to be careful, and it's unlikely, basically, that even if she's sitting down, even though this is based on a mission that says that if she's sitting down, she can make a bracha, it's got to be like the soft dirt, I guess,
sand or
so, like soft dirt that's covering up, and lechatchila one should conduct themselves that way. Se'iv dalet kol davar shemevarcha lov leachlo al hariach bo. Anything you're going to make a bracha on, to eat it or to smell its scent, tzarech leachso b'yamino. He should hold it in his right hand, shemevarch at the time of the bracha. Mishtabur sekon yuzayin tzarech leachso tamachis. The reason he holds it. He has to have kavana. Think about what is making the bracha on. This is a din lechatchila. To b'diavad in berach lov k'shumurach lefanov, because b'diavad, if he made the bracha, it's on the table in front of him and not in his hand. Afim lo achso klal, even if he's not holding it at all. Yotze, he will be yotze because the kamei, as we'll say later on. But it's not lechatchila. Lechatchila should be holding it in his right hand.
Or on a fork in his right.
Oh, no forks. Hold on. Sefkan Yuchas, b'yimino, in his right hand. Hatam, the reason is, mishum chashivas. The right hand is more chashiv, use the right hand. Ube itu yad, but if someone is left-handed, azinim basu yiminu small didei, he goes by his right and left, for lo basu dam, not by the world at large. Kein mash mechidush b'kivei eger, that's the implication of mechidush b'kivei eger, v'chein mash ma'magin avraham, smekuf b'gimel. So a left-handed person holds it in his left hand when he makes a bracha. V'chein b'chol bracha shemavarach al ezim mitzvah. This is also true when you make a bracha on a mitzvah. Yishol lechas adav b'yad yimino b'shas bracha. He holds in his right hand when he says the bracha, and a left-handed person would do it in the left hand. V'alderech ha-kabbalah, now based on soid, ein lischoiv ha-pri shemavarach lov b'sakin af sheyechos ha-sakin b'yimino. You don't stab a fruit with a knife and then hold the knife in your right hand to make a bracha. It's in your right, but it's not in your hand. It's in a, you take the knife and stab and hold the knife in your hand. That's not the way to make a bracha. And the notes on the side explain that Yamin is Tzitzis Chayim, the Sakin is Kachashal Eitzav, Mekatzav Chayim. Ben Ishchai says, even a mazleg mimatchis ein lechas zemachas bracha. Even a metal fork should not be holding the food in your hand. Right hand make the bracha, Kavachayim calls it. So I guess what it means is you can scoop it in your fork, but you shouldn't stab it with your fork. The chor, if you're using the fork like a spoon, the chor would be okay. I'm understanding it's not the fork per se.
You're not required to pick it up in the slice of, no. of pineapple in your fingers. Right.
Yeah. There were people who did, to hate finger foods, or use a spoon. But I think that if you're not stabbing it, my understanding is like your tochi, you stabbed it with the knife, you stab with the fork, that's the concern, up his side. The Mishnah Berurah concludes, Kisha oimer lechaveru lehoish lo sefer. If you say to a friend, please pass me a sefer, yikablenu b'yad yimino, you should put out your right hand to receive the sefer. So here, the notes bring a shayla, B'chaim Kineski declares, what about left-handed? Do you say, it's like a bracha, you hold it in your left hand, so take the sefer in your left hand? Or Torah is different, because it says, mimino eish l'stamo. When the sefer Torah is taken from the Aron, even a left-handed person should hold the sefer on his right side. It's not so easy. So, merely he clears over here what would be by a left-handed person, could by a sefer, he should not take it with the right hand anyway, even though he's left-handed. Because Torah is different.